There are a million reasons to listen to Odeo, and this is one.
This is another podcast from the Ratbag Radio Network.
Hello from Caracas, Venezuela. This is Jim McElroy and Coral Winter with Venezuela Viewpoint, and the date here is the 2nd of September 2006. Well, the biggest event to report in the past week was a huge rally and march for President Hugo Chavez, which took place yesterday. It was effectively a welcome home rally, as he had returned from a visit to the Middle East, to Syria, and also to Angola in Africa, as part of his worldwide approach to building an anti-imperialist alliance. As we have reported already, Chavez is now a popular hero in the Middle East, and many Arabs are saying, why can't we have a leader like him that's prepared to stand up to the United States? Anyway, he is also very much a hero at home, as was shown by this rally. He arrived by truck from the airport and was met with huge crowds all along the main avenue from Plaza Cartier, which is a very poor suburb in the western area. And he travelled along that road surrounded by crowds of people, many different organisations. The group that we went to was our friends, the grandmothers of Cartier, the Club de Abuelas. And even though some of them were quite old, they managed to walk along the road and greeted Chavez when he came. He made a speech which effectively has launched the election campaign. We're looking at a nearly 3 months campaign from now. He said in that speech, or some of the things that he said, was that the battle that's occurring was not just electoral, but a moral and ideological battle in the struggle ahead. He said that the people needed unity, consciousness, and discipline to defend the country against imperialist aggression. He also denounced the opposition as effectively representing the United States. He said that there are only really two candidatures. There are the Patriots, which is the supporter of the Chavista camp, and the enemies of the country. And he really laid it on the line and said that the opposition are effectively wanting to return to the old system, the old order, the old regime, which was basically where Venezuela was a neo-colony of the United States. So this has thrown down the gauntlet, and the campaign is effectively launched from now. And we'll see in the next 2.5 months quite a ferocious battle going on. Now, another thing that happened during the week, which may become more important as time goes by, was, well, it culminated in what's called the Battle of the Golf Courses. First of all, there was a huge meeting of 2,000 tenants last weekend who were supporting the mayor of Greater Caracas, the Metropolitan Mayor Juan Barreto. He is carrying out a program to begin expropriation of buildings which the owners are not carrying out maintenance on those buildings, and they are evicting the tenants. Many of those tenants have in fact lived for 20, 30, 40 or 50 years in these buildings, and they've been paid off several times over, but the owners refuse to sell them at a reasonable price, so there's a question of expropriation. Of course, the whole question of public housing, or housing in general, is a major question in Caracas in particular, but Venezuela as a whole. So this question, Juan Barreto is trying to tackle this problem. Now, as part of that, he announced or reaffirmed a proposal to expropriate two large golf courses in the wealthy part of Caracas, around the area of Chacao and so on. And now these golf courses, there's only about 180 people who play. They're all dollar millionaires. To play golf in Venezuela is different even to Australia, where it's probably, I suppose you could say, somewhat of a middle class. This is only for the very wealthy to play golf. And there's a great shortage of area for housing. So he's thrown down this issue. Now, it has caused a division in the Chavista camp in that the Vice President Juan Vicente Rangel announced that the national government did not support this takeover. Okay, so there is an ongoing discussion now about what will be done. Well, first of all, on the question of the golf courses, there is an alternative view, which is that they should be taken over and turned into a public park rather than a privatised area for the very, very wealthy only. So this is, we'll need to watch this space for future developments. And also on the point of the question of private property and taking over private property, this is an issue of dispute that will become more important in coming years as the revolution deepens and the question of what is going to be done about private property in Venezuela is posed more clearly. So there may be the beginnings of a genuine difference on this, or it may actually at this stage be a tactical question of whether the timing is right to start to tackle this. And there's also the fundamental question of housing. The housing question must be solved, and as Barreto has said, he's got to take some action, and he expects the national government to take some action to support him. Final point, we attended a book launch on the towards the end of the week of a new edition of a book called Expediente Negro, which possibly could be translated as Dark Times. This is a book by Rangel, the Vice President. It was written quite a few years ago, and it's an account of the murders and of political opponents which occurred in the 1960s and 1970s under various regimes under Venezuela. But it is part of the old order, the old regime, where death squads operated, where the police and the secret police operated without restraint. And he posed the question that we must never return to those days. We must never return to the old order in Venezuela when you had a right-wing governments, whether so-called military or civilian governments, which did not allow democratic rights, which suppressed the left. So this is again posing the question that, you know, the real division in Venezuela today is whether the revolution will go forward, whether the people will continue to strengthen their power, or whether it will be a return to the old, bad old days of the Fourth Republic, when we had puppet regimes of military or civilian character and the suppression of democratic rights for the Venezuelan people. So, yeah, that's it for this week's report from Venezuela. So we hope to be with you in a week's time.
Venezuela Viewpoint is another podcast from the Ratbag Radio Network. That's ratbagradionetwork.blogspot.com. ratbagradionetwork.blogspot.com.